as we work on our faith, growing in God's word, and living by spirit. We must keep giving God all the glory for what he's done through Christ Jesus in our lives. And as we experience God's revealing glory through Christ Jesus, we receive gifts and talents and revelations and visions and dreams and blessings. But many accept the glory that belongs to God and they attach it to themselves. We must be careful not to accept glory that should go to God, for he is a jealous God. And we must remember that all things good come from God and all glory belongs to him. See, nothing good comes from within ourselves, within our own mind. It is the goodness of God that allows us to experience his glory through Christ Jesus. See, in creating us, one of the things that God the Father wanted to receive from his people was praise and honor for his glory. When we sin against God, he uses the sins of the world to gain glory for himself. See, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart and had him pursue the Israelites so the Lord would gain glory through Pharaoh. See, God wants us to acknowledge there is no other God but him. He alone is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, works wonders before our eyes. It's the Lord who stretches out his right hand and causes the earth to swallow up the enemy. It's God unfailing love that leads his redeemed people. It is the strength that guides his people to his holy dwelling. See, God is a personal God. And when he is pleased with us, he will recognize our name and allow us to experience and see his glory. See, the Lord knew Moses by name. And Moses was allowed to see the glory of the Lord. See, we have to walk right before God to reach this level of personal relationship with him so we can see his glory. When God is pleased with us, he will not hold back his glory from us. The Lord will lead us into places he's planned and prepared for us. But if we rebel and do not fear God, the Lord will use his glory against us. See, the Israelites started testing the Lord. They started treating the Lord with contempt. And the Lord showed them his glory by coming down in a cloud, and they refused to believe in the Lord despite all the miraculous signs he performed. See, many today refuse to believe in God's glory, even though they have seen the work of his hand. They believe it is through their skills and ability and knowledge they receive riches and wealth and prosperity. But it is through the glory of the Lord, by his great power that he makes a way for us. He's the one who brings us out of whatever storm we're going through. By his glory, the Lord established us to be one of his very own. We have to be careful when we start growing in our faith in God. When we start to experience the glory of the Lord in our lives, when miraculous signs and wonders are done through us. If we rebel and test the Lord, though he has spoken over our lives, we will not see God's promises or blessings come about. And though God will forgive us, we are experiencing loss because of our sins. See, the word of God teaches us about the glory that comes through ministry. The Old Testament talks about how the glory of the Lord was communicated through letters written on stone, how Moses experienced the glory of the Lord, and the Israelites could not look steadily into his face as God's glory was fading away. See, the glory given through ministry in the Old Testament brought forth death, but the ministry of the Spirit brings about life and the glory of Christ Jesus. See, if the ministry that condemned man was glorious, how much more is the glorious ministry that brings about righteousness? And through the ministry of Christ, we see God surpassing glory compared to the glory that which fades away. And if the glory given to Moses faded away, how much greater is the glory that will last forever through Christ Jesus? See, the Lord blinds the mind of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ Jesus. We see this in the world today. True believers understand that the only thing that allows us to experience God's glory today is living in Christ Jesus. Nothing else can bring about God's glory, the power of his majesty. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. See, many define their own ministry, but the only ministry that God has God's glory in it and God's power in it is that of Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 says, "The God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. But we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, ourselves as servants of Christ Jesus for God, who said, let light shine on darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. It is Christ Jesus that God the Father exalted to the highest place and gave you the name that is above all names. It is the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It is the Son of God who has the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. See, after providing purification from sin, he sat down at the right hand of God the Father, and no one else can do this. It is Christ Jesus who became superior to the angels, not us. It was Christ Jesus who suffered for mankind so the glory of God could be revealed. It was Jesus who called some to become shepherds of God's flock, servants and overseers. Those he calls, they receive their calling, not because they must, because they are willing, because they know all glory belongs to God. See, if church leaders and bishops and overseers want to walk in glory of the Lord, then they cannot become greedy for money, but eager to serve God's flock. Not lording over God's people, but being an example, so when the chief shepherd appears, they receive the crown of glory that will never fade away, because they preached about the glory of God that is found in Christ Jesus and no one else. See, we who have experienced the mercy of God and the glory of his goodness in our lives have to give glory back to God. We cannot be the type of believer who comes to know God but don't glorify him as God, nor give thanks to him. We cannot allow our thinking to become futile. We cannot allow our hearts to become foolish and take God's glory upon ourselves. We have to be careful and not withhold God's glory from him because we think we are wise, skillful, and have knowledge. We cannot exchange the glory of God for something else or someone else. All glory belongs to God and no one else. We have to remain faithful and seek God's glory through Christ Jesus in our service to God. We must complete our service, speaking only of things that Christ Jesus accomplished through us. Through signs and miracles and the power of the Spirit, we give God all the glory as we fully proclaim the gospel of Christ Jesus to the world. See, our faith has to continue to grow. So whatever we do it all to the glory of God. We give God all the glory. We do not keep any of it for ourselves. It belongs to him. We don't cause others to stumble by attaching God's glory to ourselves. Whether Jew, Greek, black, or white, no matter what race we are, all things created by God should glorify the Lord together as one in Christ Jesus. We glorify Christ because he's crowned with glory and honor, for he tasted death for everyone. It's Christ Jesus who brings us into God's glory. But it was fitting to God the Father, for whom everything exists, that Christ Jesus became the author of our salvation to the glory of God the Father. To him as able to keep us from falling, to present us before his glorious presence without fault, with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, authority through Christ Jesus our Lord. We're able to experience God's glory for now and forever. Day is coming when we'll sing with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb of God. Christ Jesus received power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise from the Father. Let us give him praise and glory. Go with me to Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 to 13. See, if we're faithful in giving all glory to God, we receive glory and honor to Christ Jesus for our service. Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 to 13 says, in a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb of God who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, under the earth and in the sea, and all that is in them, singing, to him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb, that be praise, honor, glory, power forever and ever. We have to give God all the glory and praise. Worship the Lord who made the heavens, the earth, and the sea. It was all created by him, and it all belongs to him. He deserves all the glory from his creation. So we give God all the glory. We sing hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty, for he reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give God all the glory. He's worthy of our praise. He's the creator of all things. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. To him belongs all glory and praise. Amen. Lord Jesus. The power of God's glory was seen on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the glory of God covered the mountain in a cloud. On the seventh day the Lord called Moses to the cloud. He stayed covered in the glory of the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. What an awesome experience. Christ Jesus was given an assignment from God the Father to give those called by God the word given to him. Christ shared with those chosen to receive the glory of God. The Lord prayed to the Father to protect them by his power so they can receive and be glad and giving God all the glory and praise. See, Christ gave those who are called the glory the Father gave him. It is through God's glory that we become one in Christ. This is why we should seek God, so we can experience God's glory in Christ Jesus in our lives. Go with me to John chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. See, many teach there's nothing we need to do. It's all on God. We need to seek God so we can experience his glory. John chapter 17, verses 22 to 24 says, I've given them the glory that you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. I and them and you and me. May they be brought to complete unity. Let the world know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. See, the Lord is going to give to each person according to what they have done on earth. To those who are persistent in doing good, Christ will give them glory, honor, immortality, and eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking, who reject the truth and follow evil, they will receive wrath and anger. There will be glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, for the Lord does not show favoritism. See, we have to be humble and faithful and allow glory that comes from being blessed to return to God's throne. We cannot take praise and glory intended for God and place it upon ourselves. We cannot allow others to praise us for what the Lord has done through us. We must allow the glory belongs to the Lord to return to God. All glory and honor and praise belongs to him. If we endure, we receive glory and honor because we have lived our lives in serving and speaking the gospel of God. That others will know of Christ Jesus and give him all the praise and glory for what he does in their lives. And you and I have to put on our faith and belief in the glory that comes. We cannot put any confidence in this world or anyone in it. We're waiting for Christ to reveal God's glory to those who are liberated from bondage and brought into his glorious freedom. See, God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his glory and goodness. God has given us his great and precious promise so through them we may participate in divine nature, his divine glory, and escape the corruption of this world. Glory to God. He created all things so that through them all things created will give him glory and honor and praise. Praise the Lord. Christ came to share with those called the glory he received from the Father. Thank you, Jesus. See, all things belong to God. You got to see that it doesn't matter if you're a believer or non-believer. All things belong to God. We're the creation of his hand. We're created so we were able to give him all glory so that we may have life in him, that we may give him praise and honor, that through his son, that you and I can receive what God has called us and created us to have. It is through you, Lord Jesus, that we have an opportunity to experience the wonderful glory of God in our life. If we could just give ourselves over to God, if we could get an understanding about what God is trying to do in our life, how God wants to move in our life, but we must be willing. We must be willing to see God's glory in our lives and then give him all the praise when he starts blessing us, to give him all the honor when he starts working stuff out in our lives. See, you and I have to be willing to thank God, to give him glory for what he's done in our life. It wasn't because of our skills. It wasn't because of our knowledge that we're able to obtain things in our lives and grow and be successful in our lives. It is because God has blessed us. He's made our life in such a way because we sought him. We sought after his word. We wanted to do everything he's called us to do. And God responded in our lives and he blessed us and he gave us honor and glory, and we had to give him all the praise. See, all glory belongs to him. We have to see this. God has given us an opportunity, his creation, to scream out and shout, hallelujah, God, for all that you've done. See, we have to allow it to shine in our lives and in our situation. We have to let it shine in our marriages. God's glory needs to be evident because we know we give him all the glory. It's got to shine on our jobs. You got to let the glory of God shine in you. See, it's not you. It is God working in you. It's not you. It's Christ Jesus moving in you. It's not you. It's God's spirit magnifying and shining in your life. So you got to give God all the glory. Let it shine in your families. Let it shine in your business. Let the glory of God shine in our churches. Lord, we give you all the glory. Let it shine all around us by day and by night. Lord, we give you all the glory for all that you do in our lives. We're so much. We keep trying to attach it to ourselves, talking about how good we are, how smart we are. But God, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you giving me the mind to think, God, if it wasn't for you, God, giving me the skills in my hands to do it, God, I could not do anything, God. It all belongs to you. It all came from you. Lord, I give you all the glory. All the praise and honor for you are God. There is no one else. It all came from you. It all belongs to you. You, Lord, through your Son, Christ Jesus, we give you all the praise and honor for all you've done. All glory belongs to God. He woke me up this morning and opened up my eyes. All glory belong to God. See, he allowed me to be in my right mind this morning. All glory belong to God. See, my bills are paid. All glory belongs to God. See, I can stand up and I can move in my feet and my members of my body. All glory belongs to God for what he's doing in our lives. Can I see this? You're able to have vehicles and houses and cars and talk and communicate. All glory belongs to God. He allows you the blessings of this earth to be manifested in your life that you may give him glory and honor for all that you have. All glory, Lord Jesus. All glory belongs to you, Father. All glory belongs to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all that you do for us. We hold no glory to ourselves. For if you use us and you magnify yourself through us, God, we are surely going to return. All glory belongs to you. Let no one praise us. Let no one lift us up, God, because this is you working in us, God, that we tell them that this is not me, this is God. Give God all the glory for this. If you're healed, see, it's not me, it's God. See, you got to see this. See, if you're blessed, it's not me, it's God. Give God all the glory. Then when I stand before him, he will know me by name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.